this place. This is fun. Now, recently I was stumbling around Huntington Beach, California, stone sober. I fell down and broke a couple ribs, so every once in a while I have to sit down because it hurts. But that's okay, I can still play.
Thank you.
opening act sounded tremendous tonight. How about it for this guy? Yeah. It's great to be back in the country of Canada. There are certain of us who live in America that think that you have a certain degree of sanity up here that we could use down there. I get up here, I think, wow, no guns, health care? What's the matter with those folks? We love your country. Come on!
Thank you.
Well, you know, I was thinking that last weekend was the 44th anniversary of the Woodstock Festival. And I'm one of the few people that you meet people that they say, yeah, I was there. Well, I was there. But I wasn't playing in a band. You see, in August of 69, I was 18 years old. I had just finished high school. Well, I had done. From high school. I won't say that too loud because my son's here with me tonight. But I was working in a little town in New Jersey on a trash truck. I was a trash man. And I collected the trash every day, and I was making some pretty good money for being 18. And I thought, you know, I had a career. Job for the future, there'll always be trash. Anyway, some buddies of mine showed up in a van and they said, hey, Walter, we're going to go up to New York. It's about a 4-hour drive. We're going to go to this rock festival. I said, hey, man, I got a good job here. I'm responsible. And I said, who's playing? Jimi Hendrix, Johnny Winter, Janis Joplin, Creedence Clearwater. Jimi Hendrix, trash truck. Johnny Winter, trash truck. Janis Joplin, okay, let's go. Hopped in the van, went to Woodstock. Never went back to the trash truck, never even picked up my paycheck. But I was sitting out there in the mud. And I always like to be the type of guy who I don't want anybody to tell me what to do. It's caused me some problems in my life, but I just don't want people to tell me what to do. And so when the guy got on the mic and he said,
don't take the brown acid.
That was my cue. And hey, you know, I was young, I was stupid, young man. You know, don't follow in my footsteps, believe me. Because I doubled up on it, and 44 years later, I'm still waiting for it to wear off. Yep. I happened to meet Janis Joplin that day, as a matter of fact. I got to speak to her, and she had all those feathers in her hair, and man, those feathers, the colors were incredible. Anyway, with all this in mind, the reason I'm telling you this is I want to dedicate this song to my brain cells. It's called Been Gone Too Long. So don't do that to yourself, young fella. Okay? Hit it, Mike. Try it again, Mike.
Thank you.
Well, we have a new album out. I know it's supposed to be called a CD. I'm an old guy, so I call it an album. And I even got the record company to put it out on vinyl. That's a crap. I'm just one of them troublemakers. But anyway, it's a tribute to one of the great, great blues men. Guy who was a great friend of mine back when I was coming up through the ranks, back when I was with John Mayall. I think I met him back when I was in Canned Heat, but that's all a blur. 5 years of that band. I'm the only one left alive. Just kidding on that, but this is a tribute we did to Mr. Luther Allison. Does anybody out there remember the great, great Mr. Luther Allison? You know, Luther was just starting to achieve the recognition in his own country, in the U.S., back in 97, and he tragically passed on back then. It's been all these years I've been waiting for somebody to do something for his memory. Nobody did, so I figured I would. And we've done 23 albums in 24 years. That hurts to even say, but this is the first one we've done that's all cover music. We did Luther's songs. And we're gonna do a couple of them for you right now off the tribute to Luther Allison. I think this one, he was trying to make a statement to a certain music critic. It's called, "I'm Back and I'm a Blues Man." Get ready, here we go.
I'm
people right there. Well, here's another one off the Luther CD. And when I was walking around Huntington Beach, California, and tripped on the curb and landed on my chest and was lying there writhing in pain, I could really relate to the title of this Luther Allison song that we had just recorded. It's called Pain in the Streets. I'm just cracking myself up tonight, I'll tell you, boys. Give it an A minor.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think we'll just do that about four more times in a row. We'll just call it a day. What's going on up there? I keep seeing guys my age with three and four bottles of beer walking up there. I think that's the party room. It's kind of like Sammy's hotel room. I'll tell you what, being back in Canada here makes me remember somebody. He's only got one bottle of beer. What a lightweight. I can say that because I ain't had a drink of alcohol in 26 years. Even my son's applauding for that. Oh boy. When I'm back in this country, it makes me think of somebody. I know we're supposed to keep doing Luther Allison here, but I'm thinking of this gentleman that I knew from the time he was about 16 years old. And when I used to come up here in the mid-80s, early 80s, and tour Canada with John Mayall, this young fella used to be our opening act. And a couple of years later, we were his opening act. I'm speaking about Mr. Jeff Healy. Great friend of mine for many years, and I had the honor and the privilege of writing a song with him and recording it with him a few years before he passed on. I came up to Toronto, as a matter of fact, and recorded it there with his band. We had a great time. We haven't played this song in years and years, but it's not that difficult. I'm gonna start it off, boys. You guys jump in when you figure it out. We're gonna give it a shot. If we screw it up, do what they do in America. Sue me.
Thank you.
the past 10 days I've had my son out here on tour with me. My son is a fine drummer. His name is Michael Trout. He's 17. I'd like to get him up here and have him play. Now, my major, our drummer, is left-handed, so these guys have to switch the drums around. It'll just take them a minute or two because you can tell by looking at them, they can move pretty quick. As a matter of fact, while we're at it, and we're going to jam, I think you need to hear Rick Knapp over here on the bass. You need to hear him play the guitar. Okay? Got it, Rick. Did you bring your little miniature guitar? He has a little mini guitar. That's what she said. While he figures out Rubik's drum set there, we're going to get my guitar tech, Rodney Lane, to play some bass. We're going to switch things around a little bit and have some fun. Seems to work. Okay, this is what I want to jam on, fellas. In the key of C. When I was in Big Mama Thornton's band, she said,
"Okay, Walter, let's play a song in the people's key."
The first gig, I looked over at the guys in the band, I said,
"See."
So we're in the people's key and we want to go. You ready? That's the bass line. That's all you need to know. A one, a two, a three.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, while they do this, I'll tell you a little story about the canned heat years. When I was in canned heat, we had a great, great harmonica player. His name was Ricky Kellogg. He'd been with Elvin Bishop for a long time. He was a great player. And, the leader of the band is Fito De La Parra. He's still the leader of the band. I imagine they might play here once in a while, do they?
Not yet.
Well, when they finally do, do not tell Fito that I told you this story, okay? And don't put it on YouTube there, dude. Because me and Fito are still tight, but this is a true story. Fito is from Mexico City, and we were on tour in Mexico City. You know, the five-piece band. I played guitar, Ricky Kellogg played harmonica. We're in a hotel room after the gig. We're doing what canned heat would do in hotel rooms after gigs. That's all I'll say. But we're sitting around. Ricky had a harmonica, and I picked it up, and I went, and then I went. Vito said,
"Hey, Walter, that's going up the country, man."
I said, "Yeah, that's going up the country.
Can you play on the road again?"
He said,
"Ricky, you're out of the band."
"What?"
He said, "We make more with four than we do with five."
This is true. The next night, I go out on stage in Mexico. Ricky's gone. They have a table full of harmonicas next to me. And I'm playing the guitar, and then I'm picking up the horns. I did that for 3 years. Never made any extra money. I came out of that band with two things to show: a headache and a nosebleed. That's all I'll say.
Thank you.
One more! do that. You know, when I got in John Lee Hooker's band, we didn't rehearse. And I said, Mr. Hooker, what are we going to do? And he said,
everything is in E. All you got to play is E. Let me tell you what I mean. The caller told me Monday, E. Tuesday just as bad. E. Wednesday's worse. E. Thursday's all too far. When I party, you play a solo.
I said, okay, E. I got it. E chord. Everything is an E chord. Third or fourth night, I said, hey, Hook, we haven't played one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. It's your most famous song. Why aren't we doing it?
He said, I don't think you can follow the changes.
That's truth. You know, when the E chord went from the E, and then it changed to the E, and after that we went back to the E, and we ended up on the E, that shit threw me off. So with that in mind, let's play somebody. Get up and party. Give a round of applause to Peter Swan. this boogaloo music. I gotta get my son working, so he's gonna be over here. He's where? He's out in front of the garage. He's got some CDs for sale, all right? And we're gonna hang out and sign them. We're gonna hang out with you until Peter throws us out. So thank you very much for coming out tonight. God bless you here at Frankenberg.
You can't!